Welcome to Health Matters. You are listening to Witnessing Addiction, the fifth episode of Youth and Truth on Addiction. The question we ask the students speaking in today's segment is, have you witnessed addiction?
Well, I've seen a lot of things. I've seen people that carry needles in their bags, carry weed in their bags, all kinds of different drugs like dope, heroin, cocaine. The most I've ever seen and witnessed people doing is mostly heroin. And then usually when they just got done or anything and they get out and when they walk anyway, then like they just kind of twitch and roll their eyes. It's pretty scary.
I do know like a lot of family members who aren't, who like do drugs and who are addicted. They're not even that much older than me, most of them, but it doesn't make me mad. It just makes me hurt that I have to watch that. I have to see what's going on. It makes me afraid that I might do drugs.
I've witnessed a lot of addicted behavior in like the past 5 years. I've seen people, they would go downtown or whatever, or panhandle, and they get money, and then after that they'll just go and you start to go get whatever they're addicted to. And I've seen that a lot with my parent before, and then she'll go and get whatever she's addicted to. This was long a while ago. She's well off it now, but I've seen that addictive behavior before in her, and it just kind of was killing me to see her do that, that she'd go spend the money that she worked hard for and go spend it on something that she was addicted to that wasn't really helping her out or us out in the long run.
I've witnessed a lot of addiction behavior, not like in like my own household per se, but like just seeing it around. There's people can get really aggressive if they don't get their fix. Like they'll think they have like a medical thing and they'll go to the doctors and nothing will be wrong with them, but they still believe that they have something wrong with them because it's what they feel after using drugs. You know, I have seen people talk to themselves walking. I've also seen people fight people over other types of drugs.
I've known some relatives that have been kicked from jobs because they can't pass a drug test. And then they're back at it all over again because they can't hold their own job. I know a lot of friends who have tried to get jobs, but the first thing that goes through is, oh, I couldn't get the job because of a drug test.
I have witnessed family members, like how they act after they like use drugs or something, like family members and even like people just I randomly see like on the street or something, where they act different or they'll like just start being weird where they can't even like think straight. And I think it affects me when I see family members because it just hurts me to see that. What if that's me one day?
Sometimes me and my dad will like go to the gas station and he'll point out people who he knows who are his classmates and they're users. And they'll just be, like, talking to themselves or, like... And it's just crazy how they act because you act a different way. I've seen people hang out with people they shouldn't be or around people they don't barely even know. But drugs have, like, caused them to do that because it makes you act completely not yourself.
For what I saw with, like, drugs, I have a relative and I know him when he's not on drugs. He's like I love him, and when I'm at his house, like he'll like be hitting his woman, and I know he's on drugs, and he'll be violent, and then I'll be scared of him, and it doesn't feel good. Like that's just, I had to see him do that, and it scared me, so it like affect my relationship with this person.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE Hoopa, California. Our thanks to the students who are adding their voice to HOOPA's efforts to stem addiction. They represent students from grades 6 through 12. To protect confidentiality, we have withheld names and altered some voices. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Health Matters is produced by Cynthia Potten. This episode was narrated by Joseph Orozco. Engineered by Michael Heminger and Joseph Orozco. Youth and Truth on Addiction was developed as part of the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism 2018 California Fellowship.